Do you know the thing about that you don't truly own your social media account? Meaning that if the social media platform just feel like it, they can remove or ban your account. And this is why we online marketers are dependent on creating an email list. So you have a sign up page where people sign up to receive a video training or an email sequence that educate them. So emails, an list of emails is something that you truly own. People gave you permission to post to their email accounts. So no centralized platform can take that away. Well, unless you spam, because if you spam, then you get a bad reputation on that email. So there are spam blockers that will block your email if you are too aggressive. But I don't think that shouldn't be any problem if you do it correctly. If you are genuine, honest, and transparent, and you are really there to help people. So I got interested in this PICD, Decentralized Social Media with True Ownership. And I'm going to try to join this community. Join. So is this kind of a support to trade with crypto? Not trade, I mean to purchase and sell things. Anyway, free. So I need a username. I need to verify. And this is normal, but maybe it is verified in a different way. DApps is like Facebook login, Google login. You can use it on other services. Okay, so not many people have created accounts before. And this is because Anders Larsson is a very common name. So it didn't find any other account names. So let's create. I hope they don't force me to use a browser extension. Continue. Right, so I got some information here that I need to copy to clipboard, and I don't want to show you that, of course. No one can recover your account. You are responsible for your own account, and this is why you need to save this. Right, so create Hive account. Let's try this picklock. Really hope that I don't have to install an extension. Add account. Okay, you received a posting key in the private keys. And this is when I had a yellow window here and I didn't want you to see it. There it says posting key. And then I guess I have to come up with a PIN code. So if this works, then any number works as your PIN code. And of course you need to save it. Otherwise it wouldn't make any sense. And save. So maybe this is like cookies, 7 days. And now I enter the PIN code. I just had to paste it, and I didn't have to press enter. I guess I'm inside now. Here are a couple of example links, and I think this is maybe categories or type of post. So what we want is to get a similar type of link. So if is this like Reddit? I found a pen, guys. Create a post. So I got a blog. That is nice. So let's say I want to take one of my videos. So I did a really important video, Captivate Viewers, comparing stories to gadgets, because many YouTuber believes that you need professional equipment and camera angles that is positioned in the right way, maybe correct light and so on. But that is really not true. That is like an overcourse or next level when you are successful, when you have a big subscriber base. But anyway, I want to take this video, copy the title, and you can see when I paste the title, it will automatically update here. So I see what it looks like, what the post will look like. Let's add a link real quick and see what it looks like. So they don't have any extra mechanics that it imports the video. All right. If you think that this looks strange and with square brackets and parentheses, then this is a type of language called Markdown. It's very simple. This is the title of the link and this is the link. Oops. You can go ahead and look for Markdown if you're interested, but it's not necessary. Let's remove this and we add an image and add. So now we have this, looks immediately better. So I think exclamation mark is for image description, and it's like that you put EMG, but this is overcourse. Why am I so complicating things? But let's try this. Copy this, create a link. We don't need to add anything yet, but let's try this. Add, and then we take this. Not sure if this will work. So yeah, we got a link here. So when you click on the image, it will redirect to YouTube. So how did I do it? I took the representation that will show the image, and instead of adding text in a link, so it's the same as if you put an image in the link. So this is represented by this code. So copy all this, paste it here, and you have two links. So if you click here, it shouldn't go. Okay, so it showed the big image. It's like an internal image viewer. So that's cool. Preview description. So here is a problem. If I want to use digital marketing as a tag, it creates one word tags. So maybe I need to do this and then copy or cut and then paste. Nope. So I don't know what's up with that. Advanced. So advanced didn't help. But anyway, we can use schedule. Okay, posting authority. So I can only use this if I have posting authority. You can grant the authority in your settings, right? And publish. There was a rocket ship here also. Don't know. And why am I not seeing anything here? Blog, all posts. All right, so I need to create a new blog post. But let's see here. So this is my post. And the link that I got looks like this. So digital, does that mean that maybe instead of tags, it is actually hashtags that I use, and they are all together without any space. So this guy used Bitcoin as his tag, business. So that's interesting. And the username, and then the title of the text. So this is basically how you post to PeakD. And all you have to do now is basically ping, if you know ping. Ping your blog and ping tool. And then I enter the public link, category marketing, then ping. Okay, there are a bunch of dickheads, so you have to find another free service. Ping-O-Matic, I know Ping-O-Matic is free. Don't have any blog name, but I post the title, check all service, send pings. And now Google can find this post. And if Google likes it, then it will index so that my post get indexed. So it is always recommended to add the text that you use in your YouTube videos. For example, if you have an affiliate link or you have a link to your website, then maybe it is a good idea to add that as well. I'm sure I can add this on PeakD. So let's talk about entrepreneurship, because this is what we are doing. We try to build our brand, and we always want to build our subscriber base and make it bigger and add more leads to our lists, for example. And this journey isn't about overnight success stories or making quick bucks. It's a real grind about finding what truly clicks for you. And this is why I try these services like PeakD. So what is the big hurdle in this journey? Well, for me, it is battling self-doubt and the fear of failing. These aren't minor issues. They are major mental barriers. And I had to battle with these in the beginning, but now things turn out to be pretty good, and I get results and I get sales, but it is not much, but it works. All I have to do is build my brand. Shifting my mindset, or shifting your mindset, is just as essential as learning new things. Doing more than just spending money in yourself and your business means more than just spending cash. It's about time, effort, and sometimes stepping into the unknown. And you will also see changes, not only in your business, but in yourself too. And this is what we call the transformation. And this is a known thing when you start to study digital marketing. And here's the deal. Basically, I'm not just trying to learn how to do this. It's about picking out the important things. This path, it's not just a about making money. It's about building something that really represents you. Let's get real about how to balance life and work goals. It's not about separating them, but making them work in sync. Staying strong and determined, you should keep these guns hidden. It takes a long time and steady work to reach your goals. Also, keep in mind that the business decisions you make have effects on more than just your bank account. They shape your life, the people you know, and the impact you want to leave behind. Take a moment to remember where you came from. The ability to think about things can be a very powerful force. If you want to start an online business but don't know where to start, I have something for you. I'm giving you a free digital marketing video training. There is a lot of useful information in it that comes from what I learned from the platform that I use. Just head to my landing page, enter your details, and it is all yours. So my landing page has a red button that you can click if you are ready to do something. Access it quickly by clicking on the link in the summary. Remember, it's all about taking action to reach your goals. Thanks for watching this video. A simple thumbs up would mean a lot, guys, if this video was helpful to you. It helps others find this channel. And if you want more videos from me, hit subscribe and ring the bell so that you don't miss what is coming up. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.